Hey, Mujer, it's Micaela, host of the Fearless Mujer podcast. What is the Fearless Mujer? It is a space for the mujer who ever felt rejected, misunderstood, and without a seat at the table. If you are ready to renew your mindset, let go of old versions that no longer serve you, and you're ready to be inspired to fearlessly pursue the dreams on your heart, then I invite you for a virtual cup of cafecito. You can listen to the Fearless Mujer on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and wherever you podcast.
Hi, Scaredy Cats. We hope you guys are having a great day so far. We are your hosts, Wayne and Liz. And for those of you who are new here, welcome to our podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and all other creepy stories. If any of that interests you, make sure you guys add us to your favorites and tune in every Wednesday for a brand new episode. And while you're waiting as well for a new episode, you can also follow us on TikTok, and that's at Sway and Liz, where we post daily content. And we're super close to hitting 100K. We're at 71.7K followers right now. So go ahead and give us a follow if you haven't yet. And we're also on YouTube, Instagram, and now Threads. Go follow all of our social media platforms. It'll be on the description of this episode.
Yes, guys, and we also review the latest scary movies. And if you have any stories you'd like us to talk about, please feel free to send those topics in at our social media pages at Scaredy Cats Podcast, or you can also use the email in the description of this episode. Before we begin today's episode, we do want to review the latest scary movie that just came out, which is Insidious. Mm-hmm. And honestly,
Insidious, the Red Door.
Yeah, like, I'd say 10 out of 10 for me. For someone, as I always mention, guys, being scared of the dark, I felt like there are certain parts of the scenes that I was just like, man, like, sometimes when I'm dreaming, I feel like I see those things. But also,
don't
in the
say that.
No, but like, it's crazy. I know, I shouldn't even say that. I'm knocking my head right now. I'm knocking on wood.
Going to the further when you sleep.
No, but like, I feel like even when I have the lights turned off, like, that's what I'm scared of, is seeing something like that. And like, you know, the scene where he's like getting the MRI and that little like thing.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, it was creepy.
That part was so weird.
It definitely
I've never had to get an MRI before, but my mom has, and just thinking of being stuck, I'm not like claustrophobic in that way either, but just thinking of being stuck in this machine, in this tiny little tube, it just does. I wouldn't want to do that. Like, I would not want to do that. I feel like I would creep me out.
And
especially, it's not because of this movie.
Well, for me, I had to say, after watching this movie, I wouldn't want to do MRI, and I hope I'd never have to.
I would rate it now a 9.5, and I'll say why I rate it a 9.5. Because first off, when we watched it together, you know, we went to the movie theaters first, and we watched it together. And while I was sitting there watching it, I'm like, dang, this movie's kind of like, it's not what I expected. Like, it's not as scary as I thought it was going to be. And so when we finished it, I rated it an 8.
Yeah.
I'm like, I give it an 8. I didn't
Which isn't
really
too
think
bad.
It was scary,
yeah.
But I thought it was good, and it was entertaining to see.
And I remained it 10 out of 10 because I was like shaking, throwing my popcorn, screaming, and I was scared.
Yeah, but then the second time, I went to go watch it with my brother, Steven, because he wanted to watch it since Friday, and we went on a Saturday. So then I took him the next day on Sunday, and there was no available times until 9:30, and you know, it was already getting dark here. So I feel like that just made it like more scary in a sense that we're gonna go watch a scary movie and it's already getting night. And so when we finished it, I don't know why I got scared more the second time around. Like, it just seemed like the movie theater that we were in, like, the volume was extra loud, the jump scares were getting me even more, and I came out rating it at 9.5. I'm like, okay, this was like better seeing it a second time, and you think you'd get scared more the first time. So I rated it a 9.5, and the reason I do, and then this is not giving any spoilers, but it's because I just felt like they should have done more with that little demon guy,
the devil that's
the little
in
devil
those
guy,
because
that dude is the one that, for me, in the Insidious movie, that's what scares me. That guy looks so weird.
He does.
In the very first movie, he traumatized me. Like, I could not sleep. The little tiptoe through the window song, when it turns on, you know it's about to get real, because this dude's about to come out somewhere.
I freaking
and
hate that song.
I just feel like they didn't really use him. Like, I just wanted more of that little devil dude, and I feel like it would have made the movie more
cherry
scary.
On top.
Yeah, it would have been the cherry on top. But yeah, guys, if you haven't seen the new Insidious movie, we recommend you guys to go watch it. Overall, we gave it a good rating. I gave it a 9.5, and Lisette here gave it a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. So either way, you're going to enjoy it if you love scary movies. And if you don't, let us know on any of our social media platforms what you didn't like about the movie. But before this episode starts, we do want to let you guys know that some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about will be a little bit graphic and maybe too intense for some listeners. Like we said, we just want to give you guys a warning. If any of that bothers you, you are free to click off this episode and tune in next week or listen to our last week's episode. But let's go ahead and get on with this story. Why did everyone stop talking about Balenciaga? Like, that's my question. Why did everybody stop talking about them?
And you're totally right, because honestly, I forgot about Balenciaga and that whole, like, thing. Right? Until you brought up, like, hey, let's do a podcast episode on this. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, you're right, because I just, it's split, like, you know, slipped my mind.
Like, nobody talks about it no more. I don't see any, like, creator talking about it. I don't see the news talking about it. Famous artists talking about it. I don't see nobody talking about it. And, like, for those of you who don't know what Balenciaga is, what I'm pretty sure everybody knows, it's a high fashion brand with tons of celebrities such as Kanye, Drake, Kim Kardashian, Beyonce. They all wear their clothes. Balenciaga sells basically anything you can think of, from bags, jeans, shoes, to hats, and lots more. In case you don't know either what they did, Balenciaga last year in November 2022. And last year, guys, this is literally how long ago it was, and I forgot it was like, I forgot it was literally like last year. It felt like it was just a couple months ago when this happened. I felt like it was like at the beginning of like the year in January for some reason. And when I was doing my research, I'm like, no way, it was in 2022. But yeah, back in November of 2022, Balenciaga began to roll out their campaign for their spring/summer 2023 collection. This ad campaign included young children holding teddy bears, and they were dressed up in BDSM bondage fetish gear. These young children were holding teddy bears dressed up in like sexual bondage clothing. But it doesn't stop there. In other pictures that were released with this ad campaign, it showed a court document underneath a Balenciaga handbag that was from the 2008 Supreme Court United States versus Williams, which involved a man who offered to enhance children sexual abuse material online with other users,
which is so disgusting.
Yeah.
And like, I don't even know who even put together this whole thing. Like, it's ridiculous. But once people saw this, they began to press Balenciaga on it. Others were recording themselves lighting their clothes on fire, which honestly, if I owned Balenciaga, I would have tossed it in the trash. Yeah. People were ripping up their shoes. There were even people gathering in front of Balenciaga stores with signs protesting against them. But all of a sudden, it all stopped. And you hardly hear anyone talking about what they did anymore. And all Balenciaga did was issue an apology, which went like this: we sincerely apologize for any offense our holiday campaign may have caused. Our plush bear bag should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We immediately remove the campaign from all platforms. And honestly, like, this is no apology. This is just, like, you, like, putting a bandage on something that's far more bigger.
They aren't sorry. I feel like they're just sorry because they got caught. Think about it, guys. If they never got caught, if they never got this backlash on them, they wouldn't have pulled the campaign.
Yeah.
They went forward with all this photo shoot. They made all this designer stuff. You really think if they didn't get caught and got all this backlash, they would have stopped this campaign? They would have kept going.
And they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you don't put children holding stuff that's, you know, like not that meant for them to be holding.
Yeah. And it's just like, what kind of crowd were you trying to advertise to, right? Like, it just made me think, like, the kind of crowd that is working for Balenciaga, too.
And not only that, what does these kind of teddy bears and this weird clothing with chains have to do with summer? It just doesn't make sense. To me, it's not even themed to look like summer.
Yeah.
You think of summer camp, like a summer campaign, you see like all these other places, like clothing brands coming out with shorts, button-up shirts, you know, for girls, dresses, and, you know, sandals or whatever. But bondage teddy bears bag with,
honestly though, like
chains and spikes all over it,
like, you'd never catch me wearing Balenciaga. I think they should be canceled permanently.
Yeah. And after that, everyone just began supporting this, you know, disgusting brand again. Celebrities were wearing their clothes, and even Kanye West, which shocks me, guys, because this dude was telling everyone, if you guys remember, when he was going, like, people were saying he was going insane when he was just like speaking out. He was telling everybody to get rid of their Balenciaga stuff and now he's wearing their clothes again. He even took his new wife shopping at Balenciaga, and they got a ton of stuff. There's clips of him bashing on Balenciaga, on the whole Balenciaga situation, and he was even calling Kim Kardashian out, and calling out the Balenciaga like CEO's perverts. And then he turns around and is wearing Balenciaga now, like come on, dude, like,
yeah,
you were,
he's a hypocrite.
You were telling everybody to get rid of it. You were bashing on Kim for taking, because I think Kim Kardashian took their daughters to this photo shoot, because they were, you know, wearing that one time where they were wearing like all black and this like black robe covering their face. Yeah. It was Balenciaga clothing, and she took them to a photo shoot, and then he was calling Balenciaga perverts, and now there's pictures of him shopping at a Balenciaga store, and then they're covered in Balenciaga clothing, him and his new wife. Like,
see, and I feel like you know, like, brands like this need to be defunded, and like, people should just not support it in general, especially when, you know, there's cases like this that occur. I feel like people tend to forget about it because of how much money the brand stands by.
Yeah.
And I feel like the money shouldn't excuse their actions in something like this that's so major and so like insanely ridiculous that they even thought that this would be okay to put out to the public.
Yeah.
Even just putting it out in general, like, this is nowhere near acceptable, you know?
Yeah, and it really doesn't seem to bother anybody that this company basically got away with like child pedophilia.
Yeah.
Like, they were sexualizing children. Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that in general, even if it's, you know, if it was somebody that was over 18. Like, you don't do that. Like, it's just weird to me, like, this brand.
It's gross, yeah.
Basically just issued, like, an apology that they weren't really sorry. They just, like, hey, we're sorry that we got caught.
Yeah.
If we never would have gotten caught, we wouldn't have pulled this campaign. We would have went, you know, full throttle with it. But we're sorry we got caught, so we're taking all of it off. And people still say, like, have the audacity to say that it was just art. I included pictures right here that we're gonna look at. Like, it just doesn't look normal. Like, these kids don't look happy.
It's not art. It's not art. And I feel like people just slap that phrase on it, art, when it's not. Like, and I feel like they slap that on because they think it's acceptable, and people will see it from a different perspective or a different point of view, or try to pick at what it is that is art. But it really isn't.
Yeah, and it literally doesn't, like, stop there, guys. It just gets worse and worse and worse as we are going to keep going. But if it didn't disturb you enough, like, the whole thing with the children, the launch of this campaign, Balenciaga was featured at the Paris Fashion Show, where Balenciaga models walked on a muddy walkway holding baby dolls and these teddy bears in bondage clothing again. Some of these dolls had blood on them, and others had a handbag with a baby inside of it and a blanket covered full of blood. Not only that, the models had bruises and scratch marks all over their faces, legs, and hands, and these were obviously made on purpose using makeup. But it's just hard for me to understand, like, what does children holding bondage teddy bears and bloody baby dolls have to do with the spring summer campaign?
Yeah, and as a model, like, if I was put in that situation where they asked me to, you know, model, you know, for this kind of fashion show, I would have just said no right away, because, like, why would I want to be in something like that? Yeah. And what does this even stand for in general? Mm-hmm. Even if they're trying to tell me, like, oh, it's just art, you know, I'd just be like, no, like, this is something that shouldn't be, like, said to be art in general.
You know, these models don't look happy. They look terrifying out here wearing all black leather clothing, ripped up with chains, spiky points all over the place. Like, what?
But now we're going to be talking about Balenciaga's satanic symbolism and more. So if you take a deeper look into Balenciaga and people who support it, it's high status people. You will quickly find out that most of them have ties to Satanism or overall antichrist beliefs. And if you look up the meaning of Balenciaga, it'll say Baal is king. Along with that, in the BDSM child campaign, in one of the photos, there is a roll of yellow tape that misspells Balenciaga with two A's instead of one, and that spells out Baal, a demonic satanic being whom in the Bible it states that if you sacrifice your first child to him, you will be granted riches in return. Kim Kardashian wore this yellow tape that spelled out Baal.
You can't tell me, like, this company, Balenciaga, misspelled their own name.
Especially for, like, something, like, huge as this.
That they're paying a lot of money for.
Yeah, and they're gonna be paying attention to the details, guys.
But like we said, Kim Kardashian wore it. You can find these pictures online. But another hidden symbolism is that in one of the children bondage pictures, this is the one where you can see the yellow tape. On the wall, there are dates. And if you look up those dates, they're high-profile child predator cases that pop up. Then the chief stylish of Balenciaga, Loda Volkova, deleted her Instagram after the Balenciaga scandal took off. She claimed to never be a chief stylist, but there's paperwork and photographs saying otherwise. Regardless, there is a connection between her and Balenciaga, but luckily people had posted pictures of what she had on her Instagram on Reddit because a lot of it was quite disturbing. Aside from her being into cannibalism, she had a lot of pictures of teddy bears being hung and were also wearing this bondage clothing. She also posted a picture of a kid tied up on a chair with duct tape and being forced to listen to a video on a laptop. She then published a picture of a toddler pageant girl scared on the ground, and Marc Jacobs, which is, you know, this very famous person, commented, "So good" on the picture. Like, what is so good about that?
It's not art, it's not poetic, it's not anything but weird.
Honestly, the stuff that she was having on there was
disturbing.
And I'm gonna say this, because if it was some random person, say you were on Instagram, it was some random person that followed you on Instagram and you accepted their friend request and you saw their page and they had a bunch of all these weird things, a person maybe would call the police, but they don't call the police on this lady. Like, she's literally like out here,
she's in plain
posting
sight,
these weird stuff, and then there's stuff on Instagram being taken down for community guidelines, but none of her pictures are being taken down for breaking Instagram's guidelines. And it just keeps on going, guys, because on another picture of the Balenciaga ad campaign, there were books spotted. And keep in mind, guys, like we said, this is all placed in frame for a reason. If you look up that book and the author of that book, whose name is Michael Bormant, you will be shocked. Inside this book, you will find a series of paintings of children dressed up in black robes in a circle doing some sort of weird ritual. There are paintings of adults eating these children. You can also find paintings of mutilated toddlers in this book. And this is the same author who also created Fire from the Sun, which includes, this is the description of the book, toddlers engaging in playful but mysterious sinister overtones and insinuations of violence. In this book, you can find paintings that are extremely disturbing. These are toddlers nude covered in blood, and there is another painting of these children walking on limbs of other kids. There are also paintings of cannibalism and children being sacrificed along with demonic symbolism. And underneath that book in the Balenciaga ad campaign, there's another book called The Crew Master Cycle. And if you look up The Crew Master Cycle, you'll find that it means the murder and resurrection of Biff, which are reenactions during a Masonic initiation.
Balenciaga, for me, is canceled. Like I said, you'll never catch me wearing Balenciaga ever again, especially with like situations like this. It was just like slid underneath like the covers, you know, and nobody even talks about it anymore.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pull up the pictures for you so you can see and tell me, like, why people call this art.
See, and one of them looks like the people in the white right there at top. They look like they're a part of like the KK.
And I know, like, on TikTok and stuff, when I posted clips of our other like Hollywood and how we were talking about like all the creepy stuff that goes in there, people were saying that they're free to believe in whatever religion they want to believe, and that's totally true. If they don't believe in God and all this stuff, and they believe in Satan and all these other gods, they're free to believe in what they want to believe. But this is just weird when you start bringing in children into it. But at the end of the day, what Balenciaga did is blame everything on the photographer for taking these pictures and supposedly publishing them without their approval.
Like we said, it's a high-end fashion brand, so it's like, how could these, you know, photographers get past something like that?
I'm gonna give an example. So we did work with Starbucks. You know, Starbucks is one of the biggest coffee companies around the world. Like, literally, it's everywhere. And this is around the time where we had probably 20 to 30,000 followers on TikTok. And so we got an offer to make a video for Starbucks for their spring drink campaign.
And this was months before. Yeah,
but the amount of detail that they looked into a 20-second video, a 15-second video. Like, we had to redo this video good 12 times.
Yeah, like a dozen. It was insane.
And I had this black-on-black sweater that had this tiny little Champions logo on it. The Champions logo was black, too, so you could hardly see it. They sent the video back and said that I had to wear a different shirt, something without the logo of the company. Or, and I'm like, logos, I could barely see it. I mean, the amount of detail that they took and the steps to even get it to the person that is in charge of posting it on the social media page. There's a bunch of steps that have to be taken to be posted on the actual account. So for them just to say that this photographer published it without their approval is just, it's BS. Another creepy thing that I do want to talk about is that the cult of Baal, B-A-A-L, AL, is still active to this day. They do a bunch of like children sacrifices and all this stuff, supposedly for them to gain wealth and all this. So it's, to me, it was just weird. I'm like, I guess you really don't think how many intense cults like this are still active to this day.
It really makes you think.
Yeah. But yeah, but with all this, guys, if it was some random dude, say your local artist, and he was somewhere on the corner of the street displaying all their art, and their art was literally what this dude had in the book, somebody would call the police. Like, you wouldn't be calling it art. You'd be calling the police.
Yeah, guys, it's all, honestly, all of it's really crazy. I won't forget what Balenciaga did, and like I said, I won't support it. But obviously, this whole episode is based on our opinion, so if you think otherwise, please feel free to have your own opinions. Like I said, we didn't want to get too political or anything, but this is kind of how we feel about it.
Thank you guys for joining us today. Don't forget to follow us on all of our pages at the Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review letting us know what you loved about it. We would really appreciate that. But without further ado, we are out. Peace.